which we say, that's enough now. We've paid enough. We've done our bit. We've done enough. You might say it seems so by the speed with which our politicians and our people seem to wish to choke off the movement of peoples across Europe and into this country. Now, despite the 0.7% of GDP we give to international aid, and that is a huge, generous, great giving, it really stands out in the world. Despite that, it sometimes feels, as if we are no longer the generous, open-hearted, hospitable country that we once were, and I hope to God that that is not so. It is to our peril that we forget that all our wealth, individually, collectively, as a nation, are by the grace of God. And that is to say, they are a blessing rather than a right. Grace is the unmerited gift of God. And we know that the best thing to do with a gift is not to clasp it to ourselves, but to pass it on, to share it with others, so that its power and its beneficial effect may be maximized. So can we do that? Can we share the gifts which have been given to us? And I wonder sometimes, is there a war? Is there a war going on within us between what we really think inside ourselves, what we would really like to do and to say, and what our Christian faith calls us to be? It may be, but don't give up on it. Have faith. Don't let the grubby selfishness displace the heavenly vision. That family and so many others have lost just about everything except their dignity and their humanity. What Nishabar says is, we still have hope. We still have hope that one day we will get out of here, and we have hope for our children's future. Hope, she says, hope. Why? Where does that come from, sitting in a tent in Greece with nothing, nothing, all seven of them plus two others? Could it be that her hope, her faith, is found in that common humanity which she shares with us and we with them? And can we rise to their expectations? She expects things of us because we are truly brothers and sisters before God, be we Muslims, Christians, or whatever, because we know that hope is from Christ and is a gift from him to us. And I've just said what we do with gifts. Because we are children of God. We are of that common humanity. It is of the humanity and of God to reach out and to help. And to that extent, to the extent that we do not do so, we dehumanize ourselves. Never let it be said. Never let it be said. So in this week of Christian aid, let our humanity flow freely. Let the floodgates of our hearts be opened. And as Christ prepares a home for you and me, let us now be living stones, building a future of hope for the traumatized and impoverished of the world who stand at our gate, wherever that threshold may be. And may we do it in his name, and may we be blessed by it. Amen.